This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Strong talk, Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 30th. I'm your host, Trent Armstrong, and I'm here today on my own to give you a quick update on what's happening here on the Big Brother Canada 10 live feeds. Of course, running through everything that happened yesterday, but there's not too much to go over with just four people remaining in the game. It was day 63 yesterday. And the last time we spoke, I believe we didn't even have the HOH results yet. So I can update you on two competitions and then we will do some maybe brief speculating on what we might see from here on out. So we are in the final four. Josh, Helena, and Kevin are going to compete for the HOH competition. And of course, we are going to see that Josh wins the final four HOH. When the feeds come back, Kevin says to himself, should have cut him. And yes, you should have. Josh, as you all know, he said to Kevin and Helena that he would throw this HOH. He had no intention of doing so.
The fact that these two believe me right now is truly hilarious.
Yeah. And so he did go ahead and win. His story is that in the moment he decided he was going to just win it because who cares? It really all comes down to the veto anyway. At this point, though, Kevin and Helena realize that they have been played. Kevin is mad at himself. He says he made an emotional decision. Helena says, yes, we did make an emotional decision. And really, like, in my eyes too, like, it's even less so the actual decision and more the fact that they waffled on it back and forth all week long. If Kevin is on top of Josh all week long, knowing that Josh is staying, we could be in it. We could have a different result here, but here we are. Josh has won the HOH, which means that it's all going to come down, as we knew, to the veto competition. Now, Kevin is going to talk with Josh. He's feeling pretty down because he says that he knows without winning any competitions, he can't win the game. That's going to be Kevin's primary point of interest here throughout the day, is that he feels like he can't win. He's the losing finalist for sure. They go through jury votes. Kevin says he thinks Betty has the best chance of beating Josh in the end, followed by Helena because she's never touched the block. And then him, you know, he just straight up loses entirely. Josh and Betty, though, are going to celebrate. He wanted to know from Betty, like, when exactly was Kevin flipping on me last week? They kind of go, she says it was kind of a back and forth, but I don't really know exactly because who knows at this point. Kevin's a manipulator. He asks Betty if this makes him a bigger target for her. She says, no, absolutely not. I would never cut you. So interesting thing here. We know that Betty wanted to cut him at one point. Does she want to anymore? She hasn't really talked about it since making up with Josh. So, this might be true, might not be true. Who knows at this point? Josh says it's not a big deal who he puts up, who he nominates, because it really doesn't matter. But, you know, if he wins the veto, Betty says we'll have to figure it out from there. Betty says for nominations, she thinks Kevin is more likely to cut Helena if she's never touched the block. So she thinks that her and Kevin should go up, and then maybe if Kevin wins that veto, they can convince Kevin to cut Helena over her. Betty personally doesn't care that she's never touched the block. Josh says he doesn't care either. She personally thinks that anybody sitting next to Helena is an easy win. And Josh agrees. She does worry about Kevin, though. She thinks he's a villain. Josh says you need to be careful of what you tell Kevin about your jury relationships. She says, obviously, I've been lying to him about my relationships and the jury. I've been telling him that I'm not cool with Herman, but like he's my boy. And like, I'm great with a lot of people in the jury. I'm not telling Kevin that because he'll cut me because of it. But I do have great relationships. She's saying this to Josh. It's another interesting thing. Does Josh eventually want to cut Betty? I don't think he wants to cut Betty at four, but he certainly could at three if he feels like Betty is the biggest threat to win. She says, I don't think anybody will vote for Kevin. She says, I wouldn't. I would vote for you over Kevin no matter what. Please don't evict me because I said that. And Josh says, I can't evict anyone this week. And she says, I know. Betty says, it's sick that they've made it this far together and that they can tell people that him putting her up in the triple eviction was just a ploy to hide their relationship, trying to sort of rewrite history a little bit. To make it seem like, because she's basically saying like, this is like Ike and Dimitri level of like success. I can't believe we've made it so far as a duo. Let's just pretend that that little hiccup didn't exist and that it was all a ploy the whole time. So Kevin's going to talk to Betty. He's upset because they made the wrong call about who to evict. He knows everyone at home is saying, you made a stupid move. Josh wins against anyone, no matter what happens. If he just wins out, it's just over. He thinks that, his small chance of winning the game has essentially been tanked. He's a little bit emotional about it. Again, continuing to play up the fact that he thinks he's lost the game. Josh tells, or talks to Helena, who lets him know that she doesn't really mind going up. If she goes up and then wins the veto and takes herself down, she thinks that's, like, that's something. That's a nice thing to say for her resume. Whether or not she never touches the block or if she goes up and pulls herself down, doesn't really matter to her. She's not going to campaign too much one way or another. The noms don't really matter. Kevin talks to Josh again, and he lets Kevin know that he is considering doing what Betty said, which is putting Betty and Kevin up on the block. Kevin at first says, I don't understand why you would keep Helena off the block, considering the fact that you know, we could end her never nominated streak. But Josh says, I really don't think that matters. It's more impressive to me if you've been on the block and you've had to fight your way off of it. He asks Josh, okay, well, then who would you rather sit beside between me and Helena? Because Josh is still pretending like he wants to go to the final three with Kevin and Helena. Josh says it's about even between Kevin and Helena, who he'd rather sit up against in the end. And Kevin says, well, at this point, I know I'm losing. My motivation for winning the final HOH is to choose who wins $100,000. And I would choose you, Josh, because I love you. Josh tells Kevin that he sees him like, says, don't count yourself out. I see you like a Paris. And Kevin's like, that's interesting. I don't see myself as a Paris. I think that Helena is more like a Paris. And Josh says, I don't think Helena's good enough socially to be like a Paris. There's a little bit of back and forth there, but again, Kevin continuing to try to play up the fact that he does not feel like he can win the game. And I think honestly feels like that might be the case as well. You know, I'm sure he feels like he still has a chance, and we know that he does. But trying to play it up like he doesn't, ultimately, we get through the day. They are going to play the veto last night. It was a weird mess of tenses there, but the veto has been played. They woke up this morning and we discovered that Josh also won the power of veto, which means that in my eyes, we don't know anything beyond that. We haven't heard from Josh about what he intends to do, but my assumption is, and I think it's a pretty good one, that Josh intends to remove Betty from the block, and then Betty will cast a soul vote to evict either Kevin or Helena. If I had to pick which one they were evicting right now, I would certainly lean toward Kevin. He's been putting in a lot of work to try to convince both Betty and Josh to some degree that he is willing to take either one to the final two. He's been trying to put in a lot of work to convince everyone that he loses in the final two, that he's the biggest jury goat. But while some of it seems to be landing, I don't think it's landing as hard as it needs to overcome the fact that that they want him out for tricking Josh into putting Helena on the block, or sorry, putting Betty on the block in the triple eviction. The only other thing, of course, that that could factor into this is competition ability. I don't know exactly who placed where in the veto competition, but I think based on what Kevin was saying, it sounded like Helena came closer to winning than Kevin did. Kevin says the questions were easy, but he got lost in the maze. Helena said that she got caught up on one question. It cost her 1 minute of time, but it wouldn't have mattered anyway. So who knows exactly, but if Kevin performed worse than Helena again, I would assume that that might come into play to some degree. Kevin doesn't really know that he should be making this case, though, because he doesn't know that there's a secret final two between Betty and Josh. But we will see. Kevin certainly plans to talk to Josh and Betty today, and to campaign to both of them to try and convince them both that he is the one that should stay. Kevin is being much more active. He had been much more active yesterday. I assume he's going to be a bit more active today, in terms of trying to make something happen. Helena thus far has been pretty much like, eh, it's fine. But we will see. I assume that now with like once they find out that Betty's the vote, things could get interesting. Helena could start throwing Kevin under the bus, vice versa. Who knows? But there's not going to be a lot of time here, of course. We expect that the feeds will go down at some point today, probably relatively soon. I always consider like just delaying this final update until after the feeds end, but I figured there was enough here because we just learned the veto winner to pop on and let you know who won the veto. So that's where we are right now. We've got a little bit of stuff that we're going to watch today before the feeds go down. There's a chance that that we will be unsure which of Kevin or Helena are evicted. I expect one of them to be evicted. I very much doubt that Betty will be. So that's about it. I'll be back tomorrow morning to update you on who we expect has been evicted from the Big Brother Canada 10 house. And I will also begin my game recaps. That's the plan, at least. There's a chance I won't have them ready for tomorrow. So if that's the case, then it'll just be a small update. But either way, there'll be a small update tomorrow on what we expect is happening with who is going to be evicted, with the final little teeny update on the feeds, and then potentially running through Josh's game as the person we know for sure is locked in safe. And then we'll probably go Betty, and then whoever we expect is going to survive the final four So that would be Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And then we can watch the Wednesday episode. And if for some reason we are totally surprised by who is evicted, then we can always run the backup game recap on Thursday or something along those lines. So keep all of that in mind as we head forward toward the end of the season. I did talk to Jace yesterday as well. She had some interesting things to say. In particular, she does not really respect Betty's game. And her thoughts, I think, also seem to be reflective of some of the jurors in there, that she, I think, maybe has been able to speak with some of them. Doesn't really respect Betty's game, thinks she's played an emotional game, thinks that Josh is a phenomenal player. There are some people that are bitter at Josh, but I very much expect that if Josh, as he already is, wins his way to the end, they're all going to vote for Josh if he's up against Betty or Helena at this point, it seems. But Kevin could beat Josh, which is, you know, Kevin's like, anybody can beat me. Anybody can beat me. But Kevin could probably beat Josh. She said she would vote for Kevin over Josh. She feels like Kevin has been, a very solid player. She thinks Kevin's played the best game, thus far. She also said that she wanted to take Kevin to the final too. And here's the thing. The reason she says Kevin's playing the best game is because she says everybody left in the game will want to take him to the final two. That's her perception, because she genuinely wanted to, because she was under the assumption that she could beat him. And then she found out that he was doing all these things. And she was like, wow, I got tricked. Everybody else is just as tricked as me. She doesn't know yet that they're not tricked. And the jury is probably going to find out pretty soon that the jury's not tricked, assuming they either take out Kevin or whatever, right? So unless they're, you know, dumb enough to take Kevin to the end, it's not really going to matter. And it really just highlights the mistake that that Kevin and Helena made here by evicting Josh, or sorry, by evicting Jace over Josh. And going back and forth all week long, just quite a bit here. So it seems like we're looking at a Josh. It's very difficult to picture Josh not winning the game at this point. It seems like things have been pretty locked in. Can I explain again why Josh put Betty on the block? Betty thought that if Helena avoided the block, there was a higher chance that Kevin would cut Helena at the final four over Betty if he were to win than the odds of Helena ever cutting Kevin, if that makes sense. She thinks Kevin's such a snake that if he thinks Helena is threatening enough that she's never touched the block, that maybe he would cut her if she continued to not touch the block. So that's about where we are. Who would win out of Betty and Helena? That who knows, right? I think Helena could have an edge in the strategic sense. I think Betty could have the edge in the relationship sense. But it certainly at this point seems like Betty's only hope to win is if she is up against Helena. And really both of their only shots to win at this point seems to be against each other, would be the assumption at least. If, you know, Betty having this sole vote, it's for Betty, it's a pretty clear choice given our information that she cuts Kevin, and goes to the final three with Josh and Helena. Then if she or Helena win the final three HOH, they cut Josh and hope for the best. But if she genuinely wants to go to the end with Josh, then the argument that Kevin is worse at competitions could be something that matters to her. She thinks she can beat either Kevin or Helena at this point, so I don't think she cares about jury that much. Josh might have an inclination one way or another, but he said to Kevin's face that he thinks it's about even. So I'm really expecting a Kevin eviction here, but we will see here. We will see. So that's what we've got. That's the update for the day. Again, I will be back tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Eastern, and we will run through just these final hours of the feeds, what we expect will happen. Then we'll hopefully run through Josh's game and then we'll go from there. Monday, we'll have the roundtable in place of the episode recap. And then we're off to the races. Thursday's the finale, and I'll be live from New York to have some finale coverage. So that's what we've got. Thank you again for joining me. Find me over on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. Check me out on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. Check out the Taren Show. Find the find my Taren's Quest YouTube channel if you want some thoughts on fantasy and sci-fi stories. I went on the Community podcast recently to talk about the fantastic Remedial Chaos Theory episode. Yeah, that's about it. Thank you all so much for joining me here today. I'll see you all next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.